The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 on the 9th of May, 2018. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Hilltop Thrive. Open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor. Great customer service. Can't beat that. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Well, you're just trying to keep, you know what? Sometimes, Hal, everything is just already set and it's perfect.
Do not be overwhelmed.
And then the next day, by the way, thank you. Here, big round of applause for Bob.
Yes, Bob. Yay.
For fixing that glitch coming out of the production area. Bob went over there and brought in all of his lights, and it was
real
professional thing. Goes over and he goes, "I'm here all day." He says, "But first I'm going to make sure everything's plugged in."
Oh,
5 minutes
God.
Later, Bob comes out beating his chest. He goes, "We got it."
Are you kidding? It was just a plug.
It appeared to be, and this is a thing with many computer systems, it appeared to be properly plugged in, but it wasn't making good contact because the contacts are so tiny. So, yeah.
Oh, does it have anything to do with painting? Can you turn me up just a little bit on my mic? There we go. Thanks. Just that pump I need.
But you came in prepared. You should have seen the lights you brought in there. You could have done brain surgery with the lights that he lit up that
gear.
Room. He brought in his gear, got everything. And he said, "Well, first I'm going to start right at the basics." And it looked plugged in. He plugged it back in, and now we have full capability.
Before you call a repair service, I always tell people on Boomer Tech, too, try the simple thing first, and often the simplest thing with your computer is to restart it, because there's a lot of moving parts.
That has solved almost 99% of my problems when I'm doing things in the computers, is just either that or unplug it totally, push it back in.
Well, this is also happening on cell phones at the top of the morning here. We'll talk about that for a second, because I wasn't getting messages. I'd come home and I'd say, "Carl, I went to the office, I came to get this thing, and, you know, nobody was there. Why didn't you tell me, you know, one of these things?" "Well, I left you a message." "No, you didn't." So he goes back and looks on his phone that he left a message. "Well, it did not reach my phone, but we turned the phone off and turned it back on."
Yep.
And we turned it all the way.
You need to turn,
all of a sudden,
probably,
I had 10 messages.
It probably helps probably once a day to turn it all the way off, probably.
Now, there are those who say, "Well, you shouldn't have any of this stuff because it never works." It works 99% of the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to the weather. It's currently 60 degrees. I love this particular National Weather Service printout because it gives you an ish. And isn't that really the prediction of the weather? So it's mostly sunny today with a high between 80 and 86. How do you like that? That makes more sense to me. About 10 miles per hour of wind. And currently humidity is about 68%. Do you feel that in the air? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I heard thunder last night.
Yes, there was. Thursday, tomorrow, calls for a high between 82 and 87. And Thursday night, overnight, will be around 52 to 58. Friday, sunny with some wind. Highs near 80 through 85. Friday night, mostly clear with 52. Saturday, calls for 84 to 89. And Sunday is 82 to 87. Where's the 90? Oh, the 90 is going to be on Tuesday and Monday of next week. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
We're calling out the Reading Militia.
What?
We have a neighborhood that's under attack.
Uh-oh.
Here. It's been for the last 2 weeks.
Our neighborhood?
Not ours. It's down in the garden tract. They've been under attack for 2 weeks. We're trying to get people together here. It appears that their electricity has been knocked off twice in 2 weeks by Canadian geese hitting the lines.
Oh, my gosh.
And knocking out the power. I don't know if you could call them Canadian geese anymore since they live here year-round, so I think we could call them Reading geese.
What are they doing?
They're flying and they're hitting the lines. Well, this is probably during that breeding season, and they're just flying. You know, the guys are flying around, not paying attention, and they hit. They thought first they had blown up a transformer.
Oh,
and they go and they look up. No, sure enough. Two weeks in a row, they knocked out electricity. But here's my question.
You mean
a goose can knock out electricity by hitting the line? Is there something wrong maybe with that picture?
Was the bird's goose cooked?
Okay, moving right along. That was good, though. That was good.
Well, good morning. It's hump day. Again, like we said, 7:09 in the morning. It's the 9th of May. And you know what? Tomorrow, will be Clark and Clark. And tomorrow is my mother's 85th birthday, so we'll be celebrating with her. If you see her back up here in Reading on over the weekend, do give her a happy birthday. I think that's a just amazing milestone for her. 85 years old. 85 years young, really.
Yeah. Hey.
And she is the epitome of 85 years young.
Well, I tell you what, she doesn't have a line in her face. I mean, it's kind of like, wow. What?
And now the self-correcting nature of live radio. Roberta.
Good morning. Hey, Carl, have I not taught you anything? It's Canada geese, honey. Remember?
Canada and a Canadian?
Okay.
Not Canadian geese, Canada geese.
Well, they're not even that. They're just geese.
I know.
They're Redding geese. They're Redding geese. That's all I know. Redding geese, because they live here. They used to be Canada geese, but now they're Redding geese.
Thank you, Roberta. Yeah.
But thanks for correcting me. You know, why should you be any different than anybody else that walks into my life? Okay. Love you, hon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Did we talk about Chula Vista, the school down there?
Did
we talk about that yesterday?
We did not. I saw the picture.
You know, I was going to talk about it yesterday. There's in a school down in Chula Vista, they painted a mural of the Aztec, and it's holding a spear with Trump's head on it, severed head, and in his hand is the heart. And this is at a high school. And so the media hits it. The media goes down and sees it, and the school immediately goes, oh, wow. They covered it up and said, we're going to paint out those offending parts. Well, the artist goes, wait, this is my statement. This is it. You know, there's all this racial problems. And so can you picture if we did that, if you had a picture Obama? If you had Obama, you know, on a high school being lynched or had his head off, or, I mean, anybody, where have we gone to this? Where have we gotten? Where is the political correct police on this one? Anyway, it's another thing. Trump, you know what? Here's what it says. Trump fulfills his threat. No, Trump fulfilled his promise. He broke the Iranian. He broke the... He dumped the Iranian nuclear deal. And there's people going, oh, the world will be less safe. There's a lot of other people saying, no, the world's going to be more safe.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we're going to see what happens. Meanwhile, they were yelling at Pompeo, where was he?
Do we want to kick this call before the break? It's our astrologer telling us about some major things that are going on.
Well, of course we do. We need to find out what's going on with all these things going on in the world. We need Linda's astrologer.
Okay. It's Sandra Jennings. We talked with her before, and she's done some great predictions. So, we've arranged this call to come in this morning.
Okay.
All right. So let's go to the phones. Good morning, Sandra. And we
Good
have
morning.
About. So we have
hey
about
there.
3 minutes
to speak with you.
Okay, let's talk. We're on the air live.
All right. Now, I hear you talking about President Trump. He's always an interesting character, and it's because he's a Uranian character. The planet Uranus is very prominent in his chart. And we're looking at a period of time in the near future where that planet is going to be very influential. On the day of the new moon in Taurus, when we're going to have a Taurus cycle of 28 days, a lunar month, the planet Uranus moves into the sign of Taurus. And this planet is an extremely unstable, unusual planet. And it represents change, transition, sudden, unexpected change. It's the planet in our solar system that lays on its side and rotates backwards. So it's like the bad boy planet of the solar system, and it heralds unexpected, sudden, unpredictable change, shakeups. And in the planet Taurus, it could indicate shakeups in what is stable and practical and precious and safe for us on our earth and also in society and in our personal lives. So that's why we should pay attention to this. And this happens officially next Tuesday on the 15th of May. Now, sometimes we feel these when planets shift and change into different areas of the sky, we get precursors. We get some kind of a foreboding, a foretelling, a clue about what to expect. Now, in this particular case, Uranus is very far away from the sun, and its orbit is 84 years, and it's going to be in the sign of Taurus for 8 years. So these, we want to know, what does Taurus rule? What does Uranus rule? How is this combination going to work for us? Well, Taurus represents what's stable. It's an earth sign. It's a fixed sign. So it represents traditional things that support us, that keep us safe and secure, things we don't want to change, things that are stable, things that make us comfortable, things we can own that make us feel like we're doing a successful job in society, things that have value. Taurus actually rules money and gold. Think bullion. Taurus the bull represents what's steadfast and dependable and stubbornly immovable. And then we have this bad boy planet that does what the other planets don't do, that shakes things up, literally shakes things up and changes paradigms in society, in the weather, in our personal lives. And so what can we expect from this planet that rules? It rules electricity, electronics, technology. It rules social upheaval. It rules earthquakes, explosions, volcanic eruptions. It rules revolutions in society. And it positively it rules the inventor, the genius, and it rules chemistry and alchemy and individuals that have new ideas that can break through old patterns that are entrenched and need to be changed. So if we can look in the weather right now and see an effect of this planet Uranus moving into an earth sign, I'm sure we're all really aware that Hawaii is having strong earthquakes and also a volcanic eruption right now at this time when Uranus is moving into an earth sign. Now, whenever Uranus changes signs, there's usually some sort of a significant or signature event. The last time Uranus changed signs and it went into the previous sign of Aries, that was the time of the Fukushima disaster, when there was an underground earthquake and tsunami that washed over the city of Fukushima and caused a nuclear disaster at the nuclear plant that affected and radiated the entire Pacific Rim. Now we have this signature event with earthquakes and volcanic eruptions in Hawaii. And this type of thing could be highlighted or on the increase for the next 8 years while the planet Uranus is in the earth sign Taurus. What is unchangeable, what is unchanging, what we think is safe, the earth beneath our feet, shakes up, and our patterns of life have to shift. It undergoes some sort of a revolt or a sudden change.
Sandra, so, this is wonderful news. We've got to take a quick break. Can we have you hold on to the other side of the break?
You betcha, I'll be
okay.
Here.
Okay, we're going to take a break. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with 4 nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at ReddingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I would like to take this opportunity to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County for all you do. You have one of the most challenging jobs in the world. Joe Rodola from Joe Rodola's Debt Consulting thanks you for helping save lives and protecting our property.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
I want to thank our first responders in Shasta and Tehama County. The lives you save and the property you protect help us enjoy our wonderful Northern California outdoors. This is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent, and I want to thank you again for all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media. May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Hey, this is Kenny Breedlove at Market Street Steakhouse. On behalf of Wes and I want to personally thank all the first responders, including fire, police, and medical. All of us at Market Street Steakhouse appreciate all you do.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back. We have music now.
She said something about technology running slow.
It's going to be chaos. Well, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 7:23 in the morning. It's 60 degrees going up to 81. 81-ish, something like that. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business well over 25 years, a better-known business that Martin and Pam started that long ago, and it's just become the best in the North State, as according to your vote, plus the fact they can work on any type of heating or cooling systems. Give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. This is, you know, Alliance Heating Air is one that works on our stuff. Hey, we've got Sandra Jennings on the line. She's an astrologer, and she's been telling us that, which kind of like got everybody excited here, was that Trump's sign is linked to Uranus, the planet, but that planet is moving into the Taurus type area, which means there's going to be big changes, including things like in the weather and with earthquakes and volcanoes, which we've been seeing in Hawaii, and upheaval and chaos. So is this the reason that President Trump killed the Iranian nuclear deal? One of the reasons?
Oh, absolutely. He does things that are unpredictable and unexpected. People that things that nobody understands his logic, because it's coming from an unusual place. It's coming from his direction, or his link to that planet, Uranus, the eccentric, erratic planet that revolves backwards.
Can this be dangerous?
It's a sign of his genius.
Can this be dangerous?
It can be dangerous, and it can be wonderful. It can be dangerous for traditional situations or stubborn people that are holding on to what they value, and they're not willing to look at what could be an improvement or a change, or a change. In other words, thinking, I got mine, I'm comfortable.
He's a threat.
I don't care. How about the rest of the people in this world? Well, Uranus wants to change that so that the people, the masses, get to feel more comfortable, get to have more of the benefits of society, like improved living conditions, technology that's going to help their everyday life. Better food production, more healthy food, and a connection to what's really going on in the world through technology, understanding what the truth is, so that the power that has been in the hands of very few people now can be spread out to throughout society in general. And this is something that's come to us through the use of Uranian inventions like the cell phone and the computer, technologies that help us to keep in touch with communications and what's going on in the world, current events. Uranus, the planet, actually rules the higher mind, the ability to communicate telepathically with each other. And you have to admit that a cell phone or a computer, if it could be like magic. It could be considered a magical telepathy.
50 years ago, 60 years ago. Sure. Okay, hey, we're here with Sandra Jennings. Sandra, how do people get a hold of you?
They can contact me through my telephone number, 530-410-3702. They can get in touch with me on my website, Sandra Jennings Astrology. They can send me an email at abwon@sbcglobal.net, or they could come to my astrological discussion group tonight at Conscious Living Yoga at 1325 Tehama Street, north end of the downtown mall.
And what will be the discussion?
I'll be teaching astrology tonight.
And what will be the discussion tonight, Sandra?
It will absolutely be the new moon in Taurus and Uranus moving into Taurus. I'm going to do everyone's chart who appears tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm going to explain with even more detail what happens when Uranus moves into Taurus and what it does for the next 8 years, and then give readings to individually tell people this is how this is going to affect you personally.
Okay.
And I do this twice a month. I do this on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month.
Okay, now we've talked earlier about the fact that there's going to be a couple planets in retrograde, moving backwards.
Yeah.
And we know that there used to be this kind of joke among showbiz or people that say Mercury's in retrograde, and we used to think, oh, God, that means you're not going to get the contract signed, or you're not going to get the part, or things aren't going to move forward as quickly as they do. Now, with these other planets that are moving backwards, which are the two, or I think there's two or three major planets that are kind of spinning backwards this year?
Sure. Well, the planet Pluto is rotating backwards at the present time. Saturn's retrograde appears to be rotating or moving backwards in its orbit. And at the present time, those are the ones we're looking at that are affecting us. But, you know, Mercury, three times a year, will do a retrograde phase when, as you said, there is difficulty with communication. And now that we're all virtually hooked to our cell phones, you know, they're attached to us, that when there's a difficulty with communications and our technical things don't work, it affects everyday life. When a planet is retrograde, the matters that that planet rules don't go forward. You think about them. You muse. How could I have changed things? You reevaluate. And things slow down. The progress or the benefit that you get from the planet, it stops, and the benefit comes later when the planet begins to go forward in its direct path again, in its direct rotation. So it's important to gauge what planets are direct when they go backwards or retrograde, and what time they will go direct again, so that you know, well, these problems will end at that point in time when the planet goes direct. Did that help?
Yes, it sure did. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, tonight will be the Conscious Living Show. So we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we'll be joining our Cornerstone Community Bank's Business of the Month, which is going to be Urban Retreat. Looking forward to hearing from the gals there. Here at KCNR 1460, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know that they're our firearm dealer of choice. John and Sarah Bastiani pride themselves on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock. Veterans get discounts there. They have great classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Right here in Reading, opened Tuesday through Saturday.
Are you ready for This Country Fans? True American country music artist Rodney Adkins live in concert inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Friday, May 25th, come see Rodney Adkins perform hits such as Farmer's Daughter. If You're Gonna Go Through Hell, Take a Back Road, and many more. After two decades in country music, this Tennessee-born songwriter and singer still loves the roots as much as the tree. With more than six number one hits, four LPs, and over 10 million units sold, tickets for the sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Do not miss your chance to see Rodney Atkins live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, May 25th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Come celebrate 25 years at the river with us. They can't get worse than that, and then they
do. Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:32 in the morning, 60 degrees, going up to 81, or 80-ish, 82, 83-ish, somewhere around in there. You're still in the 80-ish. As Linda loves that new,
I like the ish.
The ish is part. The weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-379.
It doesn't get quite on the dot when it, when there's prediction. It's an ish.
Well, you know what? How can you say exactly what it's going to be?
Right.
You can't.
So we know that we are coming up, our weather, like tomorrow, will be like between 82 and 87, and Friday's 80 to 85. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Experts in watch repair and all kinds of estate jewelry. Go check them out today, or you can give them a call at 222-2750. With us this morning, and we know Cornerstone Bank brings to us a business of the month. And this month, it's Urban Retreat. Good morning, ladies.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
This morning, we have Amanda Dearman and Danica Helgren. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Helgren. Yep. Yeah, okay. Well, I have to just see what I wrote, you know, because I scribbled. So, good morning, ladies. And so, Urban Retreat, been around for some time.
Yes.
Been able to have the staying power, which is really great. You have all kinds of services. And so, what are you here today as representatives of Urban Retreat to talk to share with us?
Yeah, I'll start. My lovely mother started the business 15 years ago.
That's why I said I know who you are, because you and your mother could be twins.
Oh, thank you.
Or you're the younger sister.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, there you go.
Yeah, so she started 15 years ago in a tiny little building on Court Street, and we have expanded from there. We moved to what was Goa Gym, so we were inside there, and then to now our Park Marina location. I came on to help her about 8 years ago, and so it's been a mother-daughter team, which we've loved doing. And most recently brought in business partners, Amanda and her mom have come in to help to now run the business. And so it's been a great transition.
Oh. I ran into
your mom. This is a mommy, this is a mommy daughter thing, huh?
Yeah. Well, I ran into your mom, Janine, at a birthday for a mutual friend, and I was asking her about, you know, it's been a long time, and you know, she looks really good. And what's going on? And she talked about that. So you're making this announcement today about that you're bringing in partners. Does this mean expansion? What else are we bringing into Urban Retreat as you're bringing in business partners and that kind of thing? What can we see in the future?
There's a lot of fun things coming. We don't have any plans right now of expanding, but just bringing on, I'm a massage therapist. And so different modalities, new fun specials for all the community to enjoy, but really just keeping Urban Retreats, Urban Retreat, you know, what everyone loves, the spa that everyone loves to come to, and just really embracing that for the first couple of years and seeing where it goes.
Do you see an enhanced number of men coming?
Yeah, we do. I think as
more men coming to
yeah, you know, culture and society is getting a little healthier, you know, especially with the advance of like CrossFit and different types of, you know, workouts, diets, we are seeing more, you know, men coming in for massages just for either pain relief, flexibility, relaxation. So I'd say, yeah, there definitely has been an increase.
What I loved, what I heard when I asked about expansion, to me, when you merge or you bring in new business partners, it's kind of an expansion of minds.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, lots of new ideas.
Yeah, lots of new ideas of what I'm hearing, and that you're talking about your massage therapist and the modalities, which is exactly what Danica was saying, in the sense that if you're looking for a type of massage, this is you have specialties in types of massage. Can you share with our listeners what those would be? What does Urban Retreat offer as far and yourself as far as types of massages?
Yeah, well, right now we offer a Swedish deep tissue hot stone massage, like, which is really great for like therapeutic massage. We'd like to bring on some more modalities and types of techniques for athletes, like, you know, stretching and myofascial therapies, things that are very up and coming. Things that you can still enjoy in a spa-like setting and still get the benefits of that massage type, being athletic, being active, and still wanting to come in and enjoy that time there at the spa.
So what are the kind of specials that you have running right now? And you also do facials, you do pedicures and manicures. Mm-hmm. You can do the works, which a couple years back I had my staff got together and we did it was a nice ladies' day, and we did facials and massages, and it was just really neat. It was a neat together time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I'd say our bread and butter. We're able to accommodate for big groups, so we can handle up to about a group of 16. So right now, spring, summer, really all year round, especially right now with spring and weddings, women getting together to celebrate. So large groups of friends. That's really what we love to see is groups, people coming in. We do love to offer the relaxing type atmosphere, but also just a fun time when people come in to celebrate. We do work groups, like I said, bridal parties, families. So right now with Mother's Day coming up, we're doing lots of pairs of mothers, daughters, sisters, mother-in-laws. Those are the specials we're offering right now, some Mother's Day packages with express facials, side-by-side massages, anything to accommodate, you know, women or anyone coming in to celebrate together. So that's what we love to see.
So get your gift card is what we're saying. You only have a couple days to get your gift card, right?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect gift for especially, you know, people that already have a lot of things, but not everyone takes time to pamper themselves or invest in themselves. So I see that a lot. People coming in to buy gift certificates because they say, I know this person doesn't take time for themselves. So
just like Carl, I mean, what was it like for you? I mean, you don't take time for yourself, but this is something that I think we did a side-by-side.
Totally unselfish. I take no time for myself.
We did a side-by-side, then I sent you off for a facial.
Yes.
You know, you don't, hey, I mean, you know, you've got some,
I got a facial. You've
got some pretty big, strong dudes out there that do that, okay?
Well, so you know what? I did. You know, it's when you get there and get a spa day, it, you know, because, frankly, for most of my life, I never even thought about it. for the vast majority of my life. I never thought about it. But since being married to Linda, she said, look, let's just go down here. I want you to have a facial. I want you to see what it's like and all that. And,
it's important to take care of your skin.
You
really
have to take care of yourself, especially if you've been out in the sun a lot.
Yeah.
Or if you work outside a lot. Or if you just feel at that point in your life where, hey, you know what? I want to keep what I have. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That kind of thing. Oh, yeah.
And then in the different massages you're talking about, I mean, there's so many different massages. I mean, if somebody's got, you know, you can go deep tissue, you can go in all these others that, but, you know, like, what is a hot rock massage?
A hot stone is where, like,
oh, hot stone.
Hot rock, hot stone, it's the same thing. So they're basalt, like, they're basalt stones, like river stones, that are heated, and they're placed on, like, parts of the body that need direct attention, like, not like generally the massage therapist will feel around and then place them where the tissue needs to be like warmed further. And then they'll let them warm the tissue and then they'll massage with the stones. It's really relaxing. A lot of people find it like really grounding. People have its like energetic properties. Also they're therapeutic and just it's really good for the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Heat to muscles is always great. So
heat to muscles. Fantastic.
Do you give your significant other massages?
Oh my gosh. All the time.
Did you see the Seinfeld? I don't know if you ever watched Seinfeld.
Yes.
Remember when the girl was a massage therapist and she wouldn't give him a massage? And he hinted you. I mean, he did everything but roll around on the floor begging for it.
Oh, yeah.
And she never did. I thought it was kind of cool. That's why I had to ask him.
Yeah.
Hey, you give your significant other a massage? Oh, yeah. I mean,
he says that he does not get enough massage, but he definitely gets a lot of massage.
Well, you have new techniques that you're always learning.
Hey, I have to try this out. Is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So tell us a few of the specials when we go get our cards for moms and birthdays and weddings. great bridal gift, those kinds of things. When you talk about specials, do you have a special running now?
We do, yeah. Our mothers, well, we have two spring specials. So we always have a seasonal special that's a special scent. So right now it's a Meyer lemon, a sweet Meyer lemon scent, and then a sweet pea scent. So you can get your massage or body scrub in either of those smells. So we always have something seasonal going on. And that is running until the end of May. That started in the beginning of March. And for this month, for May, we are doing the Mother's Day packages. So one is called the Like Mother, Like Daughter. That's an express facial and side-by-side massage for each mother and daughter. But we can have multiple, mother and two daughters. Another package is a mommy-to-be, so it's a prenatal massage, which is really relaxing for anyone expecting. We actually have two pregnancy tables. So it's massage beds where the actual cushion of the bed is removed, so pregnant women can lay face down, and it's very comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah, and a lot of, pain relief. Expecting mothers love it. And so that package has a 60-minute pregnancy massage and a pedicure.
How about...
Because she hasn't seen her feet in a while.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And how about men? Let's talk. Do you have like a man's day or like a dude's package?
We have a lot. Almost all of our services can be purchased by men. We do have a specific gentleman's facial, which Carl, I think you probably had.
Mm-hmm.
But men, we see men coming in getting pedicures a lot also, and manicures, and then, of course, the massages. They're a big fan of those.
You know what? It's a type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's Father's Day, Mother's Day package, all those kind of things. You can buy the packages. Do you have like a monthly, can you join for a month at a time?
We do have memberships. Yes, we have three levels of memberships, which is new as of this year, 2018, and those have gone really well. Three levels. One is a facial club, and so you're getting one facial per month with a personal esthetician that you will see repeatedly. So she knows your skin, can see results, see your progress, and recommend products. Another level is either a 60-minute massage or 60-minute facial. So you get either one of those every month. And then another level is you get 120 minutes of massage, whether that's 2 60s, a 90, and a 30, whatever time increments you want throughout the month, and then a nail service, so a manicure, pedicure. All three of the memberships also come with perks. So you get 10% off of any other additional services that you book that day, 10% off of guests that want to come with you during your services, and 10% off of product.
Are you non-acrylic?
Correct, yes.
So if you want acrylic toes,
Not with us.
Okay, yeah. So you do just the natural pedicure.
Exactly.
Natural nails. So you're not going to smell that stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. Natural nails, so you don't smell, you know, the chemicals, less dust in the room.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I like the fact that you can share, if you're a member, you can share your percentage off. Now, do you have, like, a husband and wife membership?
We don't, but that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like maybe a family, family membership.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these places.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you get, you know, because you may have a mom with two daughters. Or three daughters. So you get them all in.
She can't use it, so that, however that works.
However you work it out.
Anyway, so that's really exciting because I've never heard of anybody in town that has like a membership.
Yeah.
So that's smart.
You know, Cornerstone Community Bank wanted you to be their business of the month. So what'd you think of that?
I think we're very honored. They've been our bank for 7 years now, and they've been amazing. We love them. We say it's our personal bank, it almost feels like, because you walk in there, you know everyone, you know, they're always get you in and out right out the door. They've, what I think, become friends. So it's been great. We love Cornerstone.
Well, that's why, Cornerstone, when we talk to them about, you know, about us having a partnership here, in the sense of, you know, of advertising, what kind of program they would like. And this was the one they wanted, and that they could bring on a business that they were proud of.
Yeah.
And everyone they've brought on every month has been just kind of like you all, hardworking, local people that have been a success. So I applaud you all for that. And now tell us again, how do they get there? How do, anything else that we need to know? We've got the packages.
Yeah,
we've
got, Urban
which
Retreat.
Which is a great idea. Urban Retreat, they do it.
Park Marina.
You can do couples. And let me tell you what, I liked the couple thing.
We have two side-by-side
very
rooms.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Overlooking the river.
Yeah, they both overlook the river.
They do.
Our nail room is really popular because that has floor-to-ceiling windows that were right on the riverbank. So to get a pedicure or a manicure. Oh, yeah. You see all kinds of ducks.
That's right.
River otters.
Turkeys.
Do you see turkeys?
Not there.
Okay,
no,
that's okay.
They're a little further down.
Check out Urban Retreat. And, of course, you know, if you're thinking what Park Marina is, where they feed the birds are always being fed. It's that beautiful place when you drive by there. So that's the Urban Retreat area. And thank you so much for Amanda Dearman and Danica Helgren, the gals from Urban Retreat. Thanks so much. Have a great and a beautiful day.
Thank you guys very much.
Phone numbers?
530-247-1502.
That's for Urban Retreat.
Urban Retreat.
Thank you
great
so much.
Place. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market. combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our beautiful Wednesday here. Bob Alonji's at the helm. Carl and Linda Bott this morning.
Yeah.
And how are you doing? Free Fire Radio, what do you want to call it? KCNR 1460. We are at the epicenter, as Carl says, of our growth. Give it a little update about what's going on with the studio and the station. We are in the, our first of all, Eagle Eye Painting is the guy who's painting. You know, he got married and he got his master's, his MBA on the same day. He said, I am so fried. Can I take a week? So yeah, you know what? So things are taking their time. As you, if you read our, heard our astrologer, you know, some planets are backwards, some planets are forward, so we're waiting for it. We've still got our FCC, and everything's in progress. And it's not just snap your fingers, move forward. It's kind of like if you build a house, you know that every now and then you think the plumbing is going to be done. It necessarily isn't going to be done on a Tuesday. It may be done a month from Tuesday. So we're moving at it every day. Just kind of want everybody to kind of know what's going on, because I get asked that on the street and wherever I'm going, like, how is your progress? How's your progress? So that's what we're doing. And we're excited about it. It's just, it's taken its time, and we're okay with that. We're on a mission.
We just want to do it right, not rush into things. And trust me, we've not rushed into this. You know what? We're starting, and you know what? We've come of all the things that are happening around town and all this. We have with us Tony Giovanello from the Economic Development Corporation, and, of course, Todd Jones, who is their head of their development and their entrepreneurial division. So much news coming out of the EDC. Tony, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Well, you know what? I saw you the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we at? Come to think of it.
Simpson University.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That was yesterday.
Yeah. You know what? Yesterday, I don't remember. Ask me what happened the morning I showed up at Paris Island in 1970. I can tell you by minute what happened that day. I can tell you what they even smelled like.
really?
We were at Simpson University to say goodbye to Dr. Robin Doomer, who was the president there, and kind of say goodbye to him and ask him, you know, frankly, I was a little surprised at some of his answers there.
Well, you know, it's a great venue.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of opportunity there that I don't think the community's tapped into fully yet.
They haven't.
And I think, you know, they're making some headway, but there's a lot of upside there. And as they grow and I think create new strategies for the future,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be good for our community.
Well, you know, it's funny that, you know, he said, you know, there's still people who haven't heard of Simpson University.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that surprising. But then again, you look around and I think Marianne Johansson said it, and she says, well, you know, people get into their cliques and their own world, and it kind of like they don't go out of that, because, I mean, Simpson's been around here a long time, and it is a four-year university, and it offers a nursing program where we're in just dire shortage of nurses, and they can't turn them out fast enough. They have teachers, dire shortage of teachers, and it just seems like, you know, The fact is that it is a good university, and the people have a great reputation and have graduated from there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people here locally think, oh, it's a private university. It's going to be expensive, right? But one of the biggest costs of going away, even if you go to CSU, or is the lodging and food, right? That can cost you $11,000 a year. So if you have a student that lives here, right, going to Simpson, right, living at home every day, just take that right off the top, and the tuition is affordable. And by the way, you can still get the same kind of grants and things like that.
You can get all the grants that they can. You can literally go to school with grants, and you know, living here for practically nothing. It's almost like a community college when it comes to that, and it is a university.
Mm-hmm. So okay, I know that you're here to talk about a lot of things, but I mean, if you think about, is there somebody that represents Simpson that does the outreach that literally travels around to different states and different counties and different and the capital cities and talks about come to Simpson? This is the beautiful part of coming, you know, recruiting people to come to Simpson.
Yeah, forgive me, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but they brought someone on board about 3 months ago who was a recruiter at Chico State and Fresno State, and he shared his outreach plan and the things he'd been doing. It's exciting.
Okay,
it is.
Good stuff.
So Simpson is in the battle.
Good.
And, I mean, I shouldn't say in the battle, but Simpson has brought in a new president now who's from a school, you know, of similar size. And has the acumen and the attitude that he wants to really become part of our community and have Simpson even be more of our community. And people really don't realize how much Simpson, you know, comes out and helps and all that.
Well, you know, one last thing, Carl, on that. I'd like to see our community college work more closely with Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
There's pathways to UCs and Cal States, but we've got Simpson right here. Let's keep those kids here. Let's educate them and integrate them back into our workforce.
And thinking about, you know, we've got Shasta with a nursing program, a two-year nursing program, and you've got Simpson with a four-year. Why they couldn't just move them from the two-year right to the four-year, and it would be seamless. They could make it seamless, and then they could get out of there. And then working, as we talked yesterday, with the idea of physician's assistants, you know, nurse practitioners, and all those things could be offered at Simpson. So you could have, I mean, we're such a shortage of doctors, too, that you're going to see more and more. Okay. The big news, and we're going to have to take a break here in like 4 minutes for like 10, you know, for 5 minutes. But the big news that's hit the street is that Stillwater has got an offer.
That's right. So on May 3rd, we announced that at the council meeting on the evening of May 2nd, the city council evaluated a letter of intent from Panattoni, who's a major developer.
I looked them up. Yeah, they're not small.
No, they do about 12 million square foot a year, and they've done over 300 million square feet, much of it in California.
So they're a developer of?
Of commercial and industrial properties.
Okay.
Their business is primarily build to suit and long-term lease. And the reason why that's so fabulous is, you know, we have been recruiting for a long time, and a lot of the at-bats that we get, they want a building that exists or they want a building that they can lease. A lot of companies want to put their investment in their business, not in real estate. So it's been limiting to us. Now, over the last, I would say, 8 months or so, we've actually been working with Panattoni to include them in proposals saying, well, you know, you can develop it yourself or you can work with Panattoni and they can do it for you and you can get a long-term lease, which is really what most want.
Well, that's good. So, so you've been working with this, and you little devil haven't said a word. It has not come out of your lips. Did you know about this, Todd?
I may have known a little bit, but, you know, it's I have my clearance, so I know what I have to keep.
I realize I did not have a need to know.
Loose lips,
but you know what?
Chips,
this is
right?
Something that you know what that y'all have been working on and working on, and it's not a done deal yet. We're going to talk more about it when we get back. But the fact is being able to use something like that, that's a multiplier. It's a force multiplier. If you've got somebody that says, yeah, if you want this, we can do this for you.
Yeah, it is, and we can talk about some of the tactics and strategies moving forward. But I should also say that this has been a team effort. Colliers, our real estate agent, has been very involved.
Yes.
Obviously, the city of Reading, Larry Voppel, and that team. We've all been working together on this. Obviously, the EDC has done a lot of the legwork, et cetera, because that's our primary responsibility for the city. But it couldn't happen with all the parties without them working together.
That's great. That's super. We're here with Tony Giovanella, who is the head of the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is the entrepreneurial guy. You got something, was it something this morning?
I had something yesterday. I have something tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Pitch breakfast tomorrow morning.
Okay, pitch breakfast, right. Yep. And I want to talk about that when we get back. See how much time we got there, Bob.
About 30 seconds.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back right after these messages, after the news, and we're going to continue talking about, and we're talking about all of Stillwater here. We're not talking about just a piece of it. Is that correct?
Everything except Lot 7, which Lassen Canyon owns.
That's right. And they could probably turn around and say, hey, look, if you want more.
You never know.
You never know. And Todd Jones, all from Economic Development Corporation. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460. KCNR Shasta Reading News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, their newly remodeled stores at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Their long North Korea nightmare is over. Three American men who had been detained in North Korea are now free. President Trump says they're on their way home, accompanied by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
The president tweets that he's pleased to inform you that Pompeo is in the air and on his way back from North Korea with the three wonderful gentlemen that everyone is looking so forward to meeting. He says the men seem to be in good health, and the president will be at Andrews Air Force Base to greet them when they arrive at 2 a.m.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. If confirmed as the new CIA director, agency veteran Gina Haspel says she would never take the CIA back to an interrogation program, including one like the program that critics have labeled torture. Haspel assuring members of the Senate Intelligence Committee at her confirmation hearing this morning that
under my leadership, on my watch, CIA will not restart a detention and interrogation program.
Haspel also says there was no legal requirement to retain tapes of interrogation sessions, and those tapes were subsequently destroyed. President Trump's national security advisor says Iran's ongoing ballistic missile program is one of the reasons that Mr. Trump decided to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal.
Now, why do they want more ballistic missiles? I can assure you it's not to launch weather satellites or communication satellites. This is how they deliver nuclear weapons, and I think it shows where the regime really is.
John Bolton on CBS this morning. Israel is applauding the president's decision to withdraw from the nuclear deal. However, Germany, Britain, and France insist they will stick with the nuclear agreement. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 16 points, while the S&P 500 index is trading 3 points higher. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Malaysians are voting in a fiercely contested election that includes an opposition candidate who's trying for a political comeback at the age of 92.
It is absolutely astonishing watching Mahathir Mohamad. I can't imagine many people 20 years younger with the same amount of energy. This is the man who dominated not just Malaysia. He was such an extraordinary personality. He dominated the region when he was prime minister in the 80s and 90s. He's certainly been very influential in politics. After he retired in 2003, he's the man, and he's apologized for it, who put the current Prime Minister Najib Razak where he is after helping oust his predecessor. And in an extraordinary twist, Dr. Mahathir now finds himself in alliance with Anwar Ibrahim, an opposition man who was actually once his chosen successor, whom he put in prison in the 1990s.
That's BBC correspondent Jonathan Head reporting from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some of the features that Google's announcing at its annual developers conference this week will not be coming to Samsung phones.
Google and Samsung have increasingly become competitors as Samsung launches services that duplicate what Google already offers on Android. Google is making a test version of the upcoming Android P operating system available on some phones, but none are from Samsung, the leading maker of Android phones. Samsung owners will have to wait several months for a later version. The new system promises better battery life and brightness adjustments, all with the help of artificial intelligence. Bob Agnew reporting.
California may start requiring solar panels on new homes and low-rise apartment buildings built after 2020. A California Energy Commission estimates they would add an average $10,000 in construction costs for a single-family home. It also says they generate roughly $16,000 in energy savings. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. As we said, as Linda said earlier, the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. And we are, of course, in the midst of change of our own studios and format and all of this. And watching the rest of downtown Reading. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. And speaking of Home Helpers, Sharon Clark is going to be here in about, 1 hour to start her show, Generations. So you're going to be hearing from Sharon today, and then Clark and Clark tomorrow, Trish and Sharon.
And then Friday, I think they're live on remote.
They're live on remote at the Senior Fair.
Is that going to be at the mall?
It's going to be at the mall.
That's a really big event. Sharon works so hard with Home Helpers, reaching out to the community, and we all know that as our parents or friends or elders, you know, what do we do? Where are we going? How is it done? All the information all that you could possibly want with the experts will be at the mall Friday.
That's right. Okay, we're here with Tony Giovanella, who is heads up the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is his developer or director of entrepreneurial development. Director of Entrepreneurial Development.
You got it.
And you've done such a great job, too. And I want to get, we've started already talking a little about Stillwater, but let's focus on you, and I want to shift over to Todd here, because you got some big events coming over, too. But let's go back to Stillwater. We're talking about the fact, of course, on May 3rd, it was announced that Panettone.
And how do you spell that?
P-A-N-A-T-T-O-N-I.
Okay, there you go. So it's not the bread. When I looked it up, and I thought the spelling was correct, it was bread.
That was panini.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Anyway. Okay. They have written a non-binding
letter of intent.
Okay. Now let's talk about, you know, people just checking in with us at 8 o'clock. This is not a small company. This is not a fly by night company. You can look it up on the internet right now and see that this is a large company.
That's right, and this is their core business.
Yeah, and they buy land, and then they build structures on it so people can lease it.
That's right. Now, in an ideal world, they have clients already identified, and they know what those structures need to be. I think that's their favorite way to pursue business, but mm-hmm. from time to time, they do some speculative building as well.
Okay, now, when we talk about the price that they were talking about, they're not trying to be, at one time Stillwater was giving away land.
That's right.
I mean, it was. If you'll just build here, you can have it. That's not the way in this case.
No, as a matter of fact, in our early dialogue with them, we did offer that to them. We said, we will give you the land, and as long as you build properties and people move in, that's wonderful. But within a certain period of time, if that doesn't happen, we would claw the land back. That was one in some of the early discussions.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually said they couldn't do that because in the competitive world, prevailing wages would be an issue for them to build buildings that people would be willing to lease.
Right, because they're buying it from the government, and if you paid less than market value, less than the market value appraisals, then here comes prevailing wage
That's
problems.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, if we want to put a positive spin around this and
I can't think of a negative.
You know, be put your like a power of prayer and a light around it. If you go to Panattoni, Panattoni, the official site with an expansive international platform, that's what's happening, that's going to happen in Reading. This is what we all know is going to be happening with the redevelopment of downtown. People are feeling it worldwide. Panattoni Development Company, Inc. specializes in industrial, office, and build-to-suit development. Mm-hmm. Hello, that's where we're going.
That's right.
So, okay, all right, so they're going to pay market value. And their idea behind it is, obviously, as we've just talked during the break, I can't imagine them buying property or wanting to buy property if they didn't have some things lined up.
Yeah, so I should explain the nature of the deal, right? So basically, our intent is to sign a sale and purchase agreement. And basically, what that does is lay out the general terms and conditions for the sale of each lot. But each lot will be purchased individually and close individually over a 36-month period. So, you know, ultimately, they're going to be out trying to find clients, mm-hmm. building properties on different lots. And there is, if they do not buy all 15 lots within 36 months, they've put up a $500,000 deposit bond, which will be released to the city if they don't fulfill that obligation.
Again, Panattoni is not, though, a small company. It's an international business. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned that with the cost of land exploding everywhere, even up here in Northern California, ask the city of Shasta Lake, who has sold everything that doesn't have a building on it, and then the building itself. Mm-hmm. We have a really attractive area here with Stillwater to a lot of people that for a long time wasn't.
That's correct. And, you know, in some ways, our recent ordinance with regard to cannabis mm-hmm. has helped, because a developer wants to have, if you would, an open field. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at a piece of land somewhere and they're, you know, they don't have that ability, and you look at a piece of land that does have it, it just gives them the ability to pursue the whole market. It's not their intent to make this a cannabis development, but it's nice to have the ability to sell to anyone, right?
Right.
So I think that was a key differentiator. So if that being said, and the fact that we had been working with them for a while, they saw what our marketing material was, what our objective was, they clearly understand that our goal for that park is to create a certain number of jobs per acre that pay, you know, a living wage. And even in the LOI, they've agreed to help us fulfill that objective. You know, in other deals, we've had issues with design guidelines. Mm-hmm. In the LOI, they acknowledge that they have read the design guidelines and they will deploy buildings that meet those design guidelines. So really, it's an excellent, excellent framework for a partnership.
The if they can't sell properties, mm-hmm. then is that when you say it's in that 36 months? Then they just say, okay, you know, we've tried, we can't do it. Here's your $500,000, and then we take everything else back.
That's right.
Now, when we say that it's living wages and so many jobs, what is that?
You know,
has that been defined yet?
Yeah, the goal that we have is 7 to 10 jobs per acre, right?
Okay.
And the goal currently in the city of Reading, the average wage is $17 an hour. So the goal is to do more than that. We'd like actually to have jobs that pay above the national average, right? So family income. National average is about 49,000-50,000. Currently, we're about 44,000. So we're trying to push that up over the national average.
So we want to go up to the 50,000.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And have they given any indication at all, Tony, what they're, you know, who might be coming in here?
They have not, but you would assume that they believe they have to even put the effort in, right? They can put the effort in anywhere. So to put the effort in, they think that there is a demand, right? And they do talk to clients all the time that are expanding and relocating. Now, the interesting thing is actually since the announcement, we've had calls from people who are now more interested in Stillwater and want to be connected with Panattoni the day the deal actually closes. So it, you know, that just tells you that the credibility that they bring is big.
Well, I think that's it's like anything. When you have a company that's, this is what they do, they're well known, they're successful, that success breeds success. And so they're seeing it and they go, well, hey, I want to be part of this.
Absolutely. But I also want to, you know, caution everybody that in reality, it's, the objective was jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in many companies, you know, you don't sell directly to an end user. You sell through distributors or resellers. They call them channel partners. I'm looking at Panattoni as a channel partner, right? They can serve the demand. They have access to clients. But we know the park in our area better than anybody. So this is going to be a cooperative effort where we're going to market the product, targeting the kind of jobs that we want. And if we make it easy for them to find the clients that we want, those will be the clients that end up in the park. So this is just a whole new beginning, and mm-hmm. it's an opportunity to do it with all 52 cards in the deck, right?
You know, a non-binding letter of intent, though, is something, it's the way it always starts.
Mm-hmm.
And with the idea, what you just said, is that the city and you all are going to help them market this, because we have certain standards that we want to build to and have here, like we said. $50,000 a year, a living wage for these people coming in. Seven jobs per acre, if not more. It could be anywhere from light industry to a tech thing to maybe even a warehouse. Warehouse with where people working in there with the technology that they have in new warehouses where it's all computer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all these things. There's just a wide open field to play on.
Yeah, and absolutely. And Colliers, the real estate agent, okay, doesn't get paid until each parcel is closed on. So they're motivated as well to continue to help market the properties.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're here with Tony Giovanella, who heads up the Economic Development Corporation, and Todd Jones, who is his Director of Entrepreneurial Development. We're going to talk to Todd when we get back.
Hey, Todd.
Hello. Hey, this is exciting for me, too. Yeah. I don't just work with the startups. I get to do a little bit of this broader stuff, so it's exciting news.
I tell you what, this is very exciting, and I know how hard you all have been working. I know, Tony, you have been crisscrossing the United States, and you've kept such a straight face, though you have said to me a couple of times, well, there is something.
We're optimistic.
And when I go, like what? He goes, I can't tell you. It's like I did to Linda this morning. I know what your birthday present is. And she goes, what is it? I said, I can't tell you.
Stealthy is fun.
Stealthy is fun.
Okay, speaking of stealthy, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web, at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
May is First Responder Month, and KCNR 1460 joins with our community in a salute to law enforcement, fire, and medical personnel.
Everyday Fitness would like to thank the first responders of Shasta and Tehama County for putting their lives on the line every day for our great community. Because of your service, you allow all of us to live a better quality of life. Thank you again from Everyday Fitness.
To those who run toward danger when the alarm sounds, a heartfelt thank you from your community and Free Fire Media.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Getting evil eye from Bob Belongia over there saying, okay, it's showtime, folks.
He looks at you like an eagle. He looks at you like he turns his head like a bald eagle.
He gives me the stink eye.
He looks down his beak at us.
He does.
And he goes.
He looks at me like, are
you kidding?
And then
he holds up. He goes. Holds up this little piece of paper and goes, you're on.
Bob's like, what did I do?
You didn't do anything wrong.
Hey, 8:20 in the morning.
With you.
Well, when we go with our YouTube channel, we're not going to do this. We're not going to give any of that away until we get over into the big studio. You're going to see every little grimace and fight and laugh and off the wall stuff. I don't know if you'll hear it. But
the
mics will be
on.
They'll be off.
Oh, good.
The mics will be off during the
break. Oh, good. But I know there's some lip readers out there, so we don't bust us because we do. We're just a big family here with a lot of lively conversation.
Next time y'all are on, it could be y'all are going to be in there and kind of come in. We'll get you in the makeup before. We're not going to do that. Okay, we're here with Todd Jones, who is the developer of the economic. He's the director of economic development at the EDC Economic Development Corporation. Of course, Tony Giovanella, who's the president there. We've been talking about all the great things that are happening in Stillwater, or the potentially great things that are happening in Stillwater. And you know, this is probably the furthest we've gotten. Ever that I can remember.
Absolutely, and it's a big step, there's no doubt.
I heard something, I'm going to talk about it later, though. First, I want to focus on Todd.
No, Todd. Plain him. Yep, nothing, that meant nothing.
Okay, Todd, you got something going tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow we have our monthly pitch breakfast. So that will be happening from 7:15 a.m. to 8:30 up at the Shasta Venture Hub. We have two pitches. And one of them tomorrow is someone that works at the Venture Hub. They're called Dr. Killigans, and they make non-toxic pest control solutions. And they're actually a revenue-generating company. They've been around for several years now. They're kind of going to be pitching about next steps and their growth. And
are they from here?
Yeah, here in Reading. Dr. Killigans. It's a pretty cool product. You can get them on Amazon right now. Different types of moth traps and diatomaceous earth and a few different proprietary technologies.
What kind of earth?
Diatomaceous?
Yeah.
You know, they spread it around and it kills the bugs that crawl on the ground. So it's kind of a boundary in your house.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
We need some aphid killers.
Yeah, there you go.
The other thing, too, is that you can buy these.
Naturally.
You can buy these, I guess they're like snails, but they're like dry until they hit the water. And somehow, you know, they go after garden pests, too.
Wow.
That was decades ago, though, when I heard that.
Well, I know you guys have a show tomorrow, but if you wanted to come one of these days, tomorrow would be a fun one. The guy that's pitching has got a really interesting idea.
So he wants to expand the business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's just someone at that Venture Hub. I thought it'd be a good opportunity for him. He's actually never pitched. He might be pitching for investment capital at some point, and that's really
the interesting
point.
To have this guy on the show for, you know, 15 minutes, so and talk about what he does and how he's grown this and where he got the idea.
What time is this tomorrow?
7:15 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at the Shasta Venture Hub, 4300 Caterpillar Road, up on the corner of Beltline and Caterpillar. So it's a lot of fun.
Y'all provide breakfast, too,
We
right?
do. We have breakfast. Tomorrow's going to be from the hearth, and I'm going to go get we get some good coffee there and good breakfast. So it's a lot of fun. If you've never been... I would encourage people to come check it out. It's open to the public. The goal for the entrepreneur is really to practice their pitch, whether it's road or really just for, you know, practicing a sales pitch.
Wouldn't that be cool to do like a remote from there one day?
Yeah, it would be.
And you know what? We'll come down there and we'll do our show from there and just go through the pitch. And, you know, we'd have to fix it in such a way as that we keep moving. But then the person could pitch it, and then other people. Then other people discuss it.
Yeah. So how the rough layout is? It's a really tight timeline. So 7:15, people show up, get coffee. 7:30 is when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's two pitches every Thursday. The second Thursday of every month, mm-hmm. and the entrepreneur has 10 minutes to pitch, followed by 10 minutes of Q&A, and then there's a very short break, a couple minutes. Then the next entrepreneur pitches. He or she has 10 minutes, and then 10 minutes for Q&A. So
7:15 to when?
8:30. So 8:30, okay. It's wrapped up. So, you know, 20 minutes per entrepreneur, 10 minutes.
And you have two tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And the second one would be?
Well, we had one, and we're working on lining up another one. The schedule's kind of crossed a little bit, but I have a few people on deck that I'm hoping are going to come through.
Excellent.
But Dr. Killen, yeah, he used to be a lineman. And that's a pretty good job. And he left that for Dr. Killian.
To develop.
You know, I've heard of Dr. Killian.
He made his transition.
Love to have this guy on.
He's a really interesting guy.
I really think if we'd have to organize this thing in such a way that we could do it and, you know, that we have to take a little bit extra time, like throwing commercials and all that. But I think that would be a great event to let people know what goes on, kind of like, you know, so they can take a look and maybe get more people interested.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Nick. You're live on the air. Do you have a question for our guest or a comment?
Well, yeah, I've got a question about Stillwater Business Park, and I'm not interested in hypotheticals about, we're going to create these many jobs, and they're going to spend this tax money in the community, and on. I'm interested in, after Stillwater Business Park took this property from the Sanders family through eminent domain and poured a ton of money into it, and now they're going to sell it for, I assume, a certain amount. How much money is the city of Redding losing on their development entrepreneurship?
Nick, this is Tony Givinello.
Thank you, Nick. We'll take your answer. And
Hang on just for a second. Okay. Casey's got a follow-up here.
He has to turn the radio down, Dick. Okay. Please, Nick.
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Yes, so, Nick, honestly, the EDC does not focus on that part of it. You know, the city focuses on the finances. We're involved in creating new possibilities. The reality is that's an asset there. You know, I'm an MBA, and in business school they tell you, yeah, you spent money, it's sunk money. What are you going to do today? So today we're trying to create economic opportunity out of that park, which was the original intent. The financing and all of that, you can ask the city about that. But we're full speed ahead on fulfilling the objective.
You know what, and Nick, that is a good question, because we were discussing that, is how much money do we owe on it, how much do we pay for it, and we're going to call Barry Tippin and get Barry on. Barry has no problem ever coming on the show.
Well,
and
it's a
good question.
I'm a big believer in the government should supply services and safety only, and this is a good example why they shouldn't be out competing with the private sector. Let me ask you another question, Tony. Now, after, what you say, 36 months, if they don't fill the place up, they're going to give you $500,000 and the lots back. What about the lots that they have developed and everything? That's just going to go back to the city of Redding and it's yours now?
No, the lots that they've developed, they would have paid for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay,
basically,
that's good. Hey, thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick. You know what? And Nick, I agree with you that when cities start getting into the development, you know, most of the time, they don't have the business expertise of, say, a Tony. You know, Tony is here, as he says, with his team to sell this property. And, you know, I don't know what happened. Tony just came on, 2 years ago, Tony? Tony wasn't here when it began. And I know how hard Tony's worked. I'm separating that totally from if the city should get into land development. I agree. I don't think they should. I think they have certain things that the city needs to do, and that's not one of them. But we're in it. It's like you're riding, you know, that the chute, you're in the chute, the gate opened, and you're sitting on the top of a bull that's not quite happy. So we've got to do something. And that's where I think that, you know, okay, it's too late to say anything about Stillwater. The only thing we can do about something like Stillwater is never do it again. But since it's here, Let's run with it.
It's going to pay off. I mean, we might not want to say that after 36 months, and that place is full, and we have 3,000 new jobs in Shasta County. So
I love the idea. And
big risk, though.
We are, obviously, Lyndon and I are two of the, you know, we're half full people. You know, the glass is always half full because otherwise you wouldn't get into the business that we have and that we keep expanding. And we really believe that can happen. What the city did in the past is in the past. Let's sell what we have and start making some money. Now, the entrepreneur thing we got. Well, I tell you what, we need to take a break, and whoever's on the phone, we'll catch you on the other side of the break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. You know, Lance Beck and his family started this 50 years ago this year. There's going to be all types of great things happening this year, talking about the celebration of 50 years in the business. The largest privately owned security company north of Sacramento. They're helping the police. They help the sheriff. These people are absolutely trained officers out there. Over 200 clients, well over 100 officers out there on the road. And if you're looking for somebody to come to your business and be there in 10 minutes or less, they have a program to do that. And this is not an expensive program. They are here to help. This is North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Give them a call, 243-0295. We'll be right back with the EDC.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Imagine living in a planned community that features a regional park for you and your family to enjoy, plus walking trails, fabulous open spaces, and so much more. You can find all of this, plus the designer home you've always dreamed of at Shastina Ranch. Built by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. Shastina Ranch is located just off Airport Road on Shasta View. Homes in Shastina Ranch feature green technology, water-conserving toilets, faucets, and showerheads, energy-efficient LED lighting, and programmable irrigation systems. Distinctive exterior features including 30-year composite roofing in a variety of colors, designer entry doors, and of course with Palomar Builders, exceptional interiors. Plans including 9-foot and 10-foot ceilings throughout. Beautiful designer kitchens with granite slab countertops and full tile backsplash. To see Shastina Ranch, just take Airport Road to Shasta View. For more information, contact Rhonda Culp of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 949-8613. Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindepot. Good morning, everybody. It's the 9th of May, 2018. 63 degrees right now, going up into the 80s, 81 to 85, depending on where you're at today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta. Not at all. It's brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
I was thinking of Shasta Gas Propane, who brings you the weather. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a better-known business that gives the greatest haircuts in the world. You go there and you get a discount if you're a senior or veteran. You're also sitting in man's last stronghold, one of the few places that is left. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And speaking of man's last stronghold, here we are with Tony Giovanella, who is the president of the EDC, and Todd Jones, who heads up the entrepreneur division. And we have Kay on the phone. Kay, you and Linda, the only of our females that are around here. So I hope you're ready to fight.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the women are out going to breakfast or something. Yeah, we're missing out on something.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Hi, Kay. You got a question?
I started thinking about all the, you know, with the marijuana stuff and everything, and so I thought, well, I better do some research on this. And I did, and I was very happy to find out, you know, what I saw. The company seems to be doing what, there was a company in the 80s and 90s that was building up in the Bay Area in Sacramento, named Kohl, K-O-L-L. And this looks like it's what the Kohl company did back then.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, they have good people, good companies that they're working for, like Raley's and Dignity Health. And, I mean, almost everybody you could recognize. And they're good, upstanding companies, and they make very nice-looking
buildings and stuff.
Parks.
Yeah, they're not a fly-by-night. They are a.
No.
That's
no,
why when I looked it up, same thing. But I didn't realize who they were.
There's architectural design. I mean, there's curves. It's not just squares. It's not galvanized aluminum buildings or anything. I mean, it's very nicely done. And the property is well maintained and manicured, and I'm really excited. I think this is one of we may be able to turn around the Stillwater doing this. I'm very encouraged.
Well, Kay, thank you so much
for
calling because
nice
you did what I did, except you took it to the next step. You wanted to see who they'd been associated with. I looked at what their reputation was and all this, but you looked at it at specifically things that they were doing. So, Kay,
I have one more stop.
Okay.
That's my brother and sister-in-law who are architects in the Bay Area.
Oh, okay. You have.
I'm going to check with them and see what they have to say.
Okay. All right, Kay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.
When I looked them up today on the website, the first thing I was going through was like who they're associated with. And, you know, Tory Burch, the wonderful designer, they're going to be doing a distribution hub representing she's building out of Atlanta. And I think that's exciting. So, you know, it is international. But Tory, you know, I just think they've got their hands on all kinds of things. And, again, we encourage everybody listening to the show to go to their website and see just exactly, you know, who they are and the people that are on the board and who they're associated with. And I think that it would be great company.
Yeah, and just imagine if you were spending millions of dollars to acquire land, millions of dollars to build structures on that land. That is your asset. You're now going to lease that property to somebody for 10 or 20 years. So, number one, you want somebody that's going to be respectful and take care of it. Number two, you want somebody that can afford to pay you, okay? So they're going to go after quality companies.
And you know, ones that have longevity, ones that can see outside the box. You know, to me, has been the transportation side of it is, you know, if you put something there, can we get it to the railroad?
Yeah,
you
sure.
Know, so it would be trucks to the railroad, obviously, because they're not going to run a spur out there.
Well, the railroad is 7 miles away.
Right.
Seven miles away.
There's so a siding. You can run a slide. You know what? And for trucking companies here, you know, if they didn't want their own trucking companies, I mean, there's plenty, you know, that there's another business that could be helping out. But all the stuff, and like Kay said, these are not just, you know, you picture it, they're kind of like the big steel buildings. That's not what they are. They're building something here that's going to be nice.
Yep.
So far, so good. I said the guy as he stepped out of the airplane. In his first 500 feet as he's dropping. So far, so good.
And Kay, thank you for a positive outlook on this, because I think that's what we should be looking at this through, those kind of lenses.
Did they come up? I mean, their guys obviously came up here. What was their thought on Reading? I mean, you obviously they've spent a lot of time here. They may be here right now. I don't know, but you know, but they spent a lot of time here.
Well, it's interesting because not only Panettone, but a number of other activities are underway with people looking at developing smaller pieces of property here. And I am consistently getting the comment that Reading is on the verge of something. This is a place to invest. They see the change occurring. They see that people want better quality of life, that other places are very, very expensive, that work-life balance is important. And by the way, as our unemployment in the country gets lower and lower, us being a little bit higher creates an advantage for us because we still have workers. So if you build something here or bring your company here, you have a better prospect of hiring people.
It's not only that. But I remember, and we talked about this several times, all the four of us have, about that little county down in, Mississippi? That guy gets tire factories built. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what he did was he worked with the community college and says, this is the kind of classes you need to teach. And they did it. And so they were turning out people that could work with the mechanical side of computers, you know, of construction, and I mean of factories, you know, light manufacturing there. And we have right here the, you know, Shasta College, which can you know, which provides really well-trained service people and a step up to the four-year colleges. And Simpson, which could take that next step, too.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm working with a developer now, very early stages. Mm-hmm. They want to build some industrial condominiums. And what they've done is they've focused on an industry in Silicon Valley that's constrained, and they've looked at the educational program at Chico State that aligns with it and found that at a local high school here, I'm not going to say which one, they have a program for high schoolers that tie to it. So basically we have a local high school platform, a college within proximity, and a constrained industry, and they want to market around those three dimensions.
What's an industrial condominium?
That's basically where somebody builds buildings, mm-hmm. and basically you sell it to a buyer like you would a living condominium. So basically you own that building, but, you know, you have some common area.
I got it. So, okay, mm-hmm. So you're talking about people going to have their offices.
That's
or
right.
like construction. Okay, I got it. Yeah. Okay. I hate to have to run out of here now because I know that you all got some things going and we have some other things going too. Last thoughts.
I want to mention, I want to put a tickler out there. This is not solidified yet as to where it will be and how big it will be, but because of the desire to build a strong workforce,
yes.
Our goal is to deploy a program for high schoolers this summer. It's called Ambassadors of Compassion. It'll either be done at a local school or the Venture Hub or somewhere else. And really what it's about teaching kids to be the leader of their own life. You know, you hear about leadership programs. Well, this is truly about resiliency, forgiving yourself for things, integrating with the community. It is really a cool program. The Shasta County Office of Education supports it. Mm-hmm. Other educators support it. So I'm mentioning it today because the next time we're on, the program will have already started.
Well, you know what? We're going to try and roll you back through here again because there's so many things going on. Now,
tomorrow.
Talk about it one more time.
Yeah, so Pitch Breakfast, again, 7:15 to 8:30 at the Shasta Venture Hub. We have one pitch, and I have a few people texting me in right now to verify mm-hmm. if I'm going to get the second one in. But come out to that. It's a lot of fun. You know, we're trying to build more fundable companies in Shasta County, and the EDC doesn't build them. We're just trying to provide that platform for more companies to grow here, and it's an exciting time, and it's a good program, and it's going to be leading to Shasta Venture Conference next spring, where we're going to be funding a company through the Shasta Angels and other regional angel investors in downtown is the plan. So it'll be exciting.
All right. Well, I tell you what, there's so much going on.
Tony, you've worked so hard, and I know you're building on what LaSalle started, but we've got something here that you know what, we want to be positive. We want to keep moving forward, and I believe it is. Everything we're seeing here, Redding and Shasta County is going to be moving forward. It's, you know, we're taking those big steps right now. And I think that everything you've said today has been extremely positive, and I think that we can all work together. And we need to have that, you know, like we want to be there at your next venture breakfast. We want to broadcast that so people can hear this. And we, you know, so I think that the opportunity to do that would be absolutely fabulous. And again, thank you so much for what you're doing for our community.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And coming up, we have North State Symphony, Scott Seaton, our conductor. You know what? He just ran in the Boston Marathon, too. And I think I saw through the windows with our new going through looking downtown through the window. I think he's got a cellist with him. I don't know if we're going to be lucky enough to have him. He brought his thing out of the car. I'm going to call it his axe. This is what we used to call him, his axe out of the car. And I don't know if he'll play it or not this morning. But anyway, so excited about having them with us and talk about what upcoming concerts are happening in Redding and Chico. Thank you for being with us. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's located in the heart of downtown Redding, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award when it comes to quality and compassion. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at ReddingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Real people, real winners. Thanks to you, our royal guests, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 25 years at the river. Prepare yourself for incredible entertainment, promotions, prizes, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Over $100,000 in prizes. Don't miss your opportunity to win a tiny house RV. So grab your friends and come celebrate 25 years at the river with us, May 1st through the 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah. I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. We're jumping right into it because we have our wonderful maestro, conductor, Scott Seaton with us from the North State Symphony. And how are you doing, buddy?
I'm super. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. It's always, you know, you make me smile. And I'm always happy you see my baseball cap because, you know, it was kind of a last minute. I'm coming in. Scott's coming in. So, yeah, and it's, you just, you know, kudos to you because you just ran the Boston Marathon, and that's just the kind of dude that you are. You're running, you're bicycling, and you're conducting your head off.
Not all at the same time, though.
Well, maybe.
No, that'd be a, that's a recipe for a disaster right there.
But congratulations,
oh,
you did
you.
It, you ran.
I finished. That was the goal because yes. It was just miserable out. I mean, half the race had hypothermia at the end, so...
It was
quite a day.
But you did it. So, you know, we can talk about, you talk about the 50-mile headwinds.
Yep. Torrential rain, 28 degrees, 25 to 50-mile-an-hour headwinds.
And you chose to do it.
Oh, yeah. No,
yes, that's what I'm talking about.
There were 30,000 very committed individuals
mm-hmm.
out there.
It's kind of like field training. You know, you just do it.
Well, that day we swam from Hopkinton to Boston. So.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
And this morning you are here and we are joined by a fellow musician.
Evan Kahn. He's our guest cellist this weekend and he comes from the Bay Area.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Good to meet you. And so you're coming in from San Francisco, but we mm-hmm. talked about that you, I love to do backstories. That's just my thing.
Right.
And you grew up going through the Santa Monica school system.
That's right. Public school system.
So let's hear a little bit about how you got turned on to the cello.
So when I was 9, well, both my parents are musicians.
Okay. Well, that'll work.
Yeah.
And what do they play?
My mother is an opera singer.
Ooh.
She sang in the L.A. Master Chorale for 24 years and L.A. Opera for 12 years.
Well, that'll
and
do it right there. So you
right
had
there.
Classical around you a lot.
Okay. I did. And my dad is a jazz pianist.
Ooh.
From
that area?
In L.A.
And yeah. What's his name?
George Kahn.
Okay.
George Kahn's his name. And, yeah, and I grew up in this musical household. I tried playing piano. I was bad at it. And I decided that I should play something else. And so when I was in fourth grade, my teacher gave me a slip of paper. It had 6 instruments on it. It was violin, cello, flute, clarinet, trumpet, and trombone. And I decided spit valves weren't for me.
Mm-hmm.
So trumpet and trombone were out.
Mm-hmm.
Violin looked really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So not for me. Clarinet, I was surrounded by 9-year-olds playing clarinet.
Ew.
So clarinet was not for
and
me.
And squeaky reeds.
Squeaky
is not
reeds.
A, okay.
Disgusting sound. And
and when it's bad, it's bad.
Yeah. I love clarinets now. Sorry for all mm-hmm. the clarinet players out there that I just insulted.
Well, you had to get to a certain point where you got past the squeak. Everybody starts with a squeak, right?
Exactly. And then it was between the flute and the cello, and the cello seemed like a better fit for me. Mm.
So you're 9.
I was 9 when I started.
And you pick up a cello.
Yeah.
But your instrument today, is that called a travel? You know, there's different sizes, aren't there not?
Right. Yeah. So I started, I was still a tall kid for my age. So I started on a 3/4 size instrument, not a full size cello. And I was renting. And I've cycled through different cellos since. But I got a full size when I was like 12 or something.
So this, what you're playing today is called a?
A full size cello.
It's a full-size. No, see, I would think it was, like, not a full-size cello for some reason.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay, so do you have a history of the instrument?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. No, this instrument's really interesting. So cellos, string instruments, can be super, super old. Like,
and moody.
And moody. Yeah, it's depending on the weather, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Seasonal affective disorder for cellos. But no, cellos can be super duper old. Like I was playing on an instrument some years ago that was made in 1765. Mm. It's older than America. It's kind of fun.
One of my favorite movies is The Red Violin.
Yeah.
So I love the whole story of where an instrument can go and how it can be restructured, but there's still the bones of the instrument. It just makes me want to cry because
yeah.
It's really beautiful. And yours?
And mine is... They're actually a modern instrument. It was made in 2001 by a maker in Altadena, California, in L.A. And he's one of the preeminent cello makers in America. His name is Mario Morales, and the L.A. Opera principal cellist plays on one of his instruments. A couple people in
various symphonies across the country playing on his instruments, and they're just phenomenal things.
So. I love that story. So, and it's great to hear that there's still these masters that are alive and well,
yeah.
And we don't think in terms
modern
of...
modern masters.
Yes. All right, so will you do us the honor of playing maybe something, Scott? Is this something that will be a movement that... well, from the movement, or do you have something else up your
pocket?
He'll
play something shorter. I'll play something
shorter.
Okay. Give you an idea of what to expect.
Okay.
I think maybe the Martineau. I can play just the opening. I'm going to play the opening of a piece by a Czech composer named Bohuslav Martineau. It's... we were talking about opera. This is variations on a theme from an opera by Rossini, by an Italian composer named Rossini. And it's just super fun and flashy. And, yeah.
Oh, boy. We're waiting. We're very excited about the thrill of the... oh, he's, yeah. Our producer's putting the microphone closer to the strings and the... maybe is not. It called the heart... The beat of where the sound comes from. Mm. Reverberation that actually comes from that. I was a little surprised to hear some reverb sound. Is that indicative of that particular instrument?
No. There's something about really good instruments that the wood resonates in a very specific kind of way. The wood resonates in a way that just makes the sound spin for a long, long time, like that reverb kind of thing. We're talking about sort of a natural reverb.
Right, and I probably haven't been up close to a cello playing like that. I mean, it might be like an ensemble playing where you're further away, so that's just was magic. Thank you, Evan.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That. Yeah. And you know what, to find out, when it's like talking with jazz musicians or doctors or you know, scientists, you guys have a lingo. I mean, you have you connect on a cerebral like level that is just like you're talking about sports, but it's in a classical, right, Scott?
It's definitely a different set of terminology. Yeah. I mean, but for us to relate to all those that don't speak it, we try to just talk about music. You know, it's
But you can talk about like the composers that you have this study and this knowledge. So where we have a concert coming up, let's talk about this. Promote that.
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. So this weekend is our season finale, and it's going to be as big as one would expect a season finale to be. And it's called As Fate Would Have It. And it's basically a Russian sandwich, and it starts with a composer named Glinka. And it's an overture from his second opera called Ruslan and Ludmilla. And it's 4 minutes of as many notes as you can fit in a four-minute time period as possible. So it's going to be a lot of fun, very energetic, very fast. And it then goes to Evan's cello concerto, which was written by Edward Elgar. And it's just a gorgeous piece, but very sort of inward and more reserved than you would expect a virtuosic cello concerto to be. But it's powerful music. And then we go to the big, the stake of the program
is Tchaikovsky's Symphony Number 5. So it starts with this motto theme of fate in the beginning that's very dark, very minor, very sad. And then this progression through the symphony, it finally ends in a major key, and it's just as exuberant and optimistic and triumphant as you can possibly imagine. And then Monday, I'm going to sleep.
Of course. Now, the event in Chico is May 12th, and, of course, Mother's Day at 2 o'clock, Reading Cascade Theater, and I've got two tickets for anybody who calls right now. You symphony lovers, do call. What a great way to take your mom and enjoy this time at the Cascade Theater.
Sunday the 13th, right?
Sunday the 13th, yes. At the Cascade and or Chico on May 12th. 605-4567. Scott, thank you. Evan, thank you so much.
Sure thing.
So great you guys rolled in here at the last minute and go. I just think it's so exciting.
Great to be here, and I hope to see everyone at the concert this weekend.
All right, and we're going to give those tickets away right now. Thanks so much, and we're going to say goodbye here as Bob's trying to take the number on KCNR 1460. And tomorrow, again, we've got Clark and Clark on, and Friday they're going to be live on a remote at the mall. So, hey, signing off here, and our winner is Joan. Congratulations. Come get the tickets at 1326 Market Street. Take care. Bye-bye.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, their newly remodeled stores at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.